better by Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, RKO's brand new comedian Wally Brown, and
Dinah
Shore.
Exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Baby, you make me feel so grand.
I wanna hand the world to you.
Understand
each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you, exactly like you.
And hi there, everybody. This is Dinah. And this being the night before Christmas, our regular Thursday night meeting place is chock full of holiday fun and music.
Say, Dinah, what is it with this Wally Brown? Can't he ever get here on time?
Well, Wally just called, Harry. He wants us to meet him on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, sounds like an emergency. Hope she's got a sister. Come on, let's go. Well, here we are, and no... Hey, wait a minute. Dinah, you see what I see? The fella playing Santa Claus?
Well, there's something about his head.
And there's something about those bells.
Why, those bells are in his head. It's that RKO funny man currently co-starring in 7 Days Ashore, Wally Brown.
Hey! Thank you, thank you. Merry Christmas, Christmas.
Well, Wally, how come you're playing Santa Claus?
You know of a better excuse to stand in the corner of Hollywood and Vine on a windy day?
Wahoo!
Now, wait a minute, Wally. No fooling. Did you volunteer for this job?
No, Harry. I was drafted. The Salvation Army put me into 1A. For Santa Claus. I didn't pass the physical almost, though. Flat stomach.
Well, I see they accepted you.
Yeah, but they didn't want to. They didn't even want to take my brother. But I fixed it. We're working together.
Where is he?
He's underneath my coat. He's my stomach. Ah!
Merry Christmas!
Well, I must say, you look very happy and healthy in all that red.
Oh, you like it, huh?
Yeah, you look like an overweight corpuscle.
I don't know. I'd say, Dinah, that he looks more like a pomegranate.
I do, Harry.
Yeah, red and seedy.
Say, how do you like this beard?
Oh, it's beautiful. So long and white.
Oh, sure. I sent it to the laundry.
Well, you mean they took the time to wash a beard?
They took plenty of time. When I sent it to the laundry, it was just a 5 o'clock shadow. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Say, why? Wally, how's business? Have any Hollywood celebrities come by to make their contributions?
Oh, sure. Jack Benny was here a little while ago.
Oh, he was? Did he dig down?
I'll say he did. We had to call the fire department to get the pot off his hand.
Did any women stars come by?
Oh, yes. Ingrid Bergman came by 3 times.
3 times?
Yeah, she likes to hear the bell toll. No!
Wally, what do you do about the kiddies?
Oh, the kiddies, the kiddies. Well, I sit them on my knee and they tell me what they want for Christmas. Then I tell them where they can go to get it. And then they tell me where I can go.
Well, look, Wally, do many of the kiddies give you their Christmas orders?
Oh, sure. I said to one kid, what would you like me to give you for Christmas, Sonny? I mean, how would you like to give me, how would you, if I got you one of those, maybe you'd like to have a great big, or a brand new set of, I know a fellow that owns a, he can get you, he knows a, And the kid just looked at me. So I said to his mother, why doesn't he answer me? She said, are you kidding? We'll never get home. He talks just like you do.
I mean, I suppose the little ones ask for pretty simple things.
Oh, well, not always, Dinah. One kid walked up to me and shook hands and said he wanted Betty Grable. Then I shook hands with him. Merry
Stop ringing that bell.
Drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Look, Wally, what do you do when a little kiddie comes up to you and says, Santa Claus, tell me a Christmas story. Will you tell me a Christmas story?
Well, I tell him about a visit from St. Nick. And if you know the story, maybe it can help me out. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a... There wasn't a single... You couldn't even see the... There wasn't any around. I mean, you couldn't... The exterminator was there the night before, you know.
But the stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Yeah. And the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of nestle bars danced in their heads. They can dream, can't they? I mean, there's no reason to... Then out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. I ran out and I said, what's the matter? Can't a guy get any sleep around here? Do I have to call the cops, huh?
It was that little old driver so lively and quick.
And you knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
Yes, and away to the shutters I flew like a flash, tore through the window. Ah, what a crash. I yelled to St. Nick, get those reindeer off my front lawn. Then he whistled and shouted and began calling me names. You Dasher, you Prancer, you old Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, on Dunder. Oh, what a race that was. I put $2 on Blitzen. It was wonderful.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot.
And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. It was an old soot. It fit him just like a... It was worn out around the... he looked like he was wearing his sister's and... On him, they didn't look so good. But his eyes, oh, were they red shot. I mean, how they twinkled. And his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. I said, I'll have a Manhattan if you got the...
He had a broad face and a round little bellow.
That shook when he laughed like a bowl full of Jell-O.
In 6 delicious flavors. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And he said, now listen, jerk, don't open these for Christmas. But you'll never guess what he said as he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Gee, that's right.
Thank you, Wally. Thank you. You know, folks, there's one thing I'm sorry about this Christmas. It's just too bad we can't suggest that besides serving Birdseye quick frozen vegetables for Christmas, you folks should serve a delicious Birdseye turkey. We're really, truly sorry, friends, but this year there'll be none of those special, plump, tender Birdseye turkeys available. Wartime conditions have just made it impossible to supply you with that king of the birds, the Birdseye turkey.
Yes, folks, but in spite of the fact that we can't offer you a wonderful bird's eye turkey, you can have plenty of grand bird's eye fixings to go with your main dish. Delicious out-of-season quick frozen vegetables that are low in ration points and such a blessing to serve. All you have to do with any bird's eye vegetable is open the package and cook. And you get pick-of-the-crop vegetables that have been carefully selected, cleaned, and quick frozen all within about 4 hours so that their true flavor and their vitamins and minerals are held for you until they reach your table. So don't forget to get Bird's Eye vegetables as the crowning touch for a perfect Christmas dinner. Visit your Bird's Eye food store tomorrow for the better buy in quick frozen foods. ask for Bird's Eye, and be sure you get Bird's Eye. Bird's Eye Quick Frozen Foods.
When a white-haired couple looks back on love, it's made of kindness, unselfishness, and simple friendship. But when two youngsters look at love, it's a bit of the moon, a kiss, a whisper, a booth behind a curtain in a dinky side street cafe. Two hands across a table where a flickering candle drips wax down an old wine bottle. I can see a secret rendezvous, a table set for two, with candlelight and wine. There we'll share an old familiar tune, a strain of clair-de-lune, with candlelight and wine. They can take the moon away, hide the stars from sight. Time can take a holiday for one romantic night. Then, if you should touch your lips to mine, divine, with candlelight and wine. Mm-hmm. A moment divine. For our regular visit with that charming couple, William and Mary, in New York. It's Christmas Eve in their home tonight, and as the hours creep into Christmas morning, William and Mary are just finishing trimming the Christmas tree, presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
Almost done?
Almost. Only have a few finishing touches on the tree.
Just what touch isn't finished on the tree?
The Star of Bethlehem.
Star of Bethlehem?
You know that big glass decoration we put on the top of the tree every year.
Well, where is it? I suppose I'll have to put it up.
No, you don't. You don't have to do anything but sit still. Anyway, I'll have to find it first.
Have you lost the Star of Bethlehem?
No, dear, I haven't lost it. I've just hidden it somewhere so I'd know where it was.
Oh.
Will, you can help by picking up those Christmas cards.
What'll I do with them?
Sit down and read them.
I don't enjoy reading Christmas cards. Do I read them aloud?
Gives you any pleasure?
It doesn't. This one says, Season's Greeting, and it's a photograph of two very handsome horses.
Who is it from?
The horses, I gather.
Must be from Gilbert.
If it is, then Mrs. Gilbert is wearing a saddle. Mrs. Gordon sends the likeness of a Scotty dog sitting on a holly wreath.
Ouch, how painful. What does it say?
X-mas.
She must be cutting down on account of the war.
Here's an appropriate one. It says, We are dreaming of a white Christmas.
Who sent that?
Murphy's Home Laundry.
Yeah, we must have the Murphys over to dinner sometime. Maybe they'll bring back your shirts.
Gosh, there are certainly all the presents here. Oh, this one's got a tag on it to me from your cousin Cyrilla. It's probably another coonskin cap with earmuffs like the one you sent me last year. Your relatives certainly keep up with the times.
Oh, it's as up to the minute as those jersey bloomers with crocheted ruffles your great aunt Sarah sent me. Who often knows knows with you.
Heaven knows with...
That remark uncalled for. It's uncommonly tired.
Not at all. It's just that I'm all tired out trying to dress this tree. My nerves are completely gone. Here, put this package under the tree for me.
I thought you said you weren't going to ask me to do a blessed thing.
This isn't a blessed thing. This is one small favor.
Oh, well, where do you want me to put it?
Oh, just drop it anywhere. Will!
You said to drop it anywhere.
I meant set it down gently and you flang it. Oh, how could you be so careless? It's a bottle of very old brandy for you.
Oh, good Lord, Mary, why didn't you tell me? I might have busted it. Well, thank heaven it seems to be all right. Can't I open it?
Certainly not. Spoils the surprise.
But I'm not going to be surprised now. Oh, let me open it.
Well, I'm ready to plug in the light on the tree.
I'll let you open your present for me.
Will, I want you to plug in the lights for the tree.
You tell me there's nothing for me to do, and then you want me to go crawling about on my hands and knees, getting pine needles in my hair and plugging in lights.
Well, what about me? I've been toiling at this tree for hours. Here it is, nearly 2 a.m. on Christmas Day, and you haven't so much as lifted a finger to help.
You were under the tree a while ago. Why didn't you plug in the lights yourself?
Because I'm afraid of getting a shock.
Oh, you don't mind sending me to an early death? No, I'm sorry. I won't do it. I'm going to sit right down here and... Ow!
What's the matter?
I think I found the Star of Bethlehem. I've made a 5-point landing on it.
Oh, Will, look what you've done. You've ruined it.
You mean the Star of Bethlehem has darn near ruined me?
Couldn't you have looked where you were sitting? Where are your eyes?
Unfortunately, they're not where I sit.
William, you're completely impossible. I've worked myself to the bone trying to make Christmas happy for you and Emmy. And what do? You go to Christmas parties and then you come home and plunge headlong into the chair.
Headlong?
You think it's been any fun for me? Dead tired and...
And I'm dead tired, too. Furthermore, I have a perfectly good invitation to go to the club tonight.
Well, why don't you go?
Everybody be gone by now. Oh, this is all very silly.
You think so?
Mary.
Hmm?
Are you crying?
Mm-mm.
Are you crying, Mary?
Mm-mm, I tell you.
You are crying, aren't you?
No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying at all.
Oh, there now, darling. If I said anything to hurt you, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Will. We oughtn't to fight on Christmas Eve.
We oughtn't to fight on any Eve.
Kiss.
Now, is everything settled?
Yes. And the tree's finished. All I have to do is plug in the lights. This is the moment I've worked for all day.
I know it, darling, but you're not going to plug in the lights. I will. If you do, something's bound to go wrong.
No, I'll do it. You sit down and
I'll... No, dear, you sit down. After my experience with the Star of Bethlehem, I doubt if I'll ever be able to sit down again.
Poor Willie.
Now, when I tell you, you switch off the other lights and we'll get the full effect of the tree. You ready?
You look so cute down there on your hands and knees.
Oh, Mary, dear, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here goes.
What happened? Will, are you all right?
Oh, it's a short circuit.
Oh, dear.
Now, isn't that fine? Here it is, Christmas Eve. No lights
at all.
Oh,
Will, it isn't really so bad. Look, it's so lovely here in the dark. Why, just look at that moonlight streaming in on the tree.
But, Mary...
The way it's shining on those ornaments, they look so lovely. Red is really the gayest Christmas color, isn't it?
Well, Mary, wait a minute.
You know, it's amazing. They look like real candles and real flames.
But, Mary...
For heaven's sake, what is it?
They are real flames.
What?
Yes, go get some water. That short circuit has set the tree on fire. Oh.
And now we return you to Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
I guess if you lived up in the Milky Way somewhere and looked down at the funny old world this Christmas, America would loom up as a million little fir trees throwing gold and blue and green lights upon the snow. And tonight, for old Mother Evergreen, we've gone to South America for a tune in her honor, Poinciana, Song of the Trees.
Song to the trees.
sigh to me. Soon my love I'll see. I see Anna. No branches speak to me of love. Hail moon is casting shadows from above. On Sienna, somehow I feel the jungle heat. Within me, there grows a rhythmic savage beat. Love is everywhere, its magic perfume fills the air. To and fro you sway, my heart's in time, I've learned to care. Sienna, from now until the dawning day, I'll learn to love forever.
That was lovely. Danny, you know, if I had my choice of Christmas gifts, I'd ask for a song from you every day.
Well, thank you, Harry. And speaking of gifts, did you get anything for Wally Brown?
Hey, I certainly did. You know, I heard he wanted something good for Christmas dinner, so I fixed it for him to have the best Christmas pie he ever tasted.
Oh, swell. What'd you get him?
Well, it's something that makes a real out-of-this-world pie. Bird's Eye Squash.
No.
Yeah. You may think pumpkin pie is good, Dinah, but a pie of Bird's Eye Squash, oh, boy. Hey, you know, Bird's Eye Squash is delicious.